Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where we equip, encourage, and educate more entrepreneurs from around the world than any other podcast, period. Not even close. Every day, equipping, encouraging, and educating. What we're talking about today is why you hate selling. And the problem is that if you're in the startup phase of a business, you've got to be able to sell. Bill Gates sold Xerox, his product. Okay, Bill Gates was a salesman. Steve Jobs was the salesman. You've got to be a P.T. Barnum. But why do you hate selling? You know why you hate selling? Because customers hate being sold. You hate selling because people hate being sold. So let me tell you how to sell without ever selling. And I've always done well selling. I mean, I just want to kind of establish that first. Have you ever heard of Cutco knives? Sold them in graduate school. I worked for Vector Marketing out of New Jersey, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I was the top salesman. I sold $1,000 in knives every week the entire time I was in graduate school. Got that job? $1,000 every week. I have a little gold record that they gave me. Okay? I was number one there. Sold life insurance. Was one of the top rookies there. Didn't like it, but I was one of the top. Then I started a direct mail business. Was one of the top five publishers there. And I worked for a Thomas Register, which was an industrial buying guide, top seven in the country. That was a $500 million company. I've always been a good selling, you know, I've always been a good salesperson, yet I hate selling. I don't feel like I sell because I know customers hate being sold. So what has been my strategy? Oh, I forgot. I sold cars for 1 month to try to get money for my startup when I moved here. I was their top salesperson. It's too funny. The person who was the top salesperson like month in and month out, he's still at the car dealership. Now he's their general manager. And he jokes whenever I come in there to buy something because he knows that my company's done extraordinarily well. And he knows that I beat him the month I was there. But I never sold anything. But I was the top salesman. I made $5,138. Gave me the seed money to start my direct mail business. So how is I'm such a good salesperson, but I hate selling? I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the six secrets that I use to sell without ever selling. I tell stories. Stories. People love stories. I tell stories of the companies that I own, their start and their victories. I tell stories of a product and how it's, you know, how it just worked for another customer. I use stories instead of constantly beating them over the head with the company's been around since 1953. No, tell a story of the company. You know, the company is fantastic. It was actually started by Phyllis and John so-and-so, and they were from Missouri, and they moved to New Jersey because they wanted to, whatever. You're taking the same thing, but you're framing it in a story. Stories work. Become a better storyteller. I read books on how to tell stories. Stories work. Number two, I seek out pain points. I ask questions that reveal pain points. A lot of them that I know, they're obvious to me because I understand the product and or the service that I'm offering. But again, what I know and what they know is two different things. I need them to feel the pain. So I seek out pain points when I'm talking with them. Next, I share ideas. I joke, I get paid $1 million to share ideas. I share ideas. And they just happen to be great ideas that happen to solve the problem of what my clients have. Share ideas. Be a well of good ideas. Don't be so boring. Don't be so limited. When was your last good new idea? I'll tell you how to get good ideas. Read. Read. Look at stuff online. You know, one of the companies I own is in, you know, construction, home remodeling. I'm always looking through, whether it's Pinterest or new magazines, I'm always trying to get new ideas so that when I'm working with clients, and I don't work one-on-one a lot, but when I do, I have something fresh. And all our companies have ideas. Next, I listen to ideas. All right, you want to be a great salesperson? Learn to shut your mouth. If a customer starts talking, never interrupt. This took me longer to learn than anything in selling. I always felt like I had to be talking. And the fact is, the more the customer's talking, they're giving you the cheat sheet on either what, why they're not buying or what they want. So shut your mouth. Listen to your customers share their ideas. Before I told you, seek out their pain points. They'll communicate them to you. All right, next, I talked about sharing your ideas. I talked about listening to their ideas. Okay, they share their ideas. Next, I improve their ideas. So they give it to me and I go, well, what about this? Have you thought about that? What if we could do this? So I improve on their ideas. That becomes valuable to them. They view me now more as a, you know, a confidant, a consultant. All right. Next, how do I sell without ever selling? I look 5 years down the road with my customers. I help them and I anticipate their future needs. So how do I sell yet I'm never selling? How have I been the top 10 in every sales position I've ever been in and number one multiple times? This has been my strategy. I first understand, let me give you two axioms. These are principles. These are, do not violate these. People do not want to be sold. Just understand that. Number two, they don't want to be sold. You kind of got that all the time. Shh, keep your mouth quiet. If a customer's talking, don't interrupt. Get them to talk more. Get them to explain more. Get them to elaborate, but don't over-talk your customers. They're the two axioms that I think will just make you better at sales in general. But here's the six things that I do. I tell stories of the company. I try to build everything that I'm promoting into a story, whether it's the company, the product, the services. I create it into a compelling story where I have a hero in the story, where the hero overcomes an obstacle. Okay, I create stories. I seek out pain points. I do that by asking questions. I share ideas. I listen to ideas. I improve ideas. And then finally, I look 5 years down the road with my clients so I can anticipate their needs. Listen, this works. This is why I have never been a big fan of selling, yet I've been so good at it. And my team, my companies are very good at it. And we've got, you know, whether it's digital marketing to construction, which we've made a fortune in. This has been our model. Again, Sean Casarino with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, the podcast that is listened to by more entrepreneurs than any podcast when they want to learn something. What have I told you? Motivation without education is worthless. You can run as fast as you want. You can be all excited. But if you're running in the wrong direction, it doesn't make a difference. I get you pointed in the right direction. I hope you're listening. I hope you engage in. I hope you've joined our Facebook group called the Tribe of Entrepreneurs. We have that every week. Again, thank you so much for listening to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast.